Good afternoon, everyone. Veronica here, coming to you guys on a Wednesday afternoon, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. Today is also Ash Wednesday for those that celebrate Ash Wednesday that go to church. Happy Ash Wednesday. So I hope this finds everyone well. I hope everyone is being the best version of themselves, creating that. Sometimes it's not easy. I know that. So I kind of like went back and forth what I was going to come on here this week and talk to you guys about. Last week, I kind of felt like I stole the thunder a little bit on kind of talking a little bit about myself and what's going on. So I'm going to give some advice today because some of these things do resonate with me. I will try not to go too much on what's going on in my world. But the people around me, some of my friends that have set goals and that are trying to obtain them and working really, really hard. This time of year, it's so easy to throw in the towel. So we're in February. We live in Maine. Anyone that lives in a New England state knows how difficult this is. But even my people in Florida, I just ordered some stuff today, some supplement stuff, and Clearwater, Florida is in the 50s. Still way a lot nicer than here, obviously, but they're even cold. So all across the world, the weather has not been that great anywhere. So I just want to talk a little bit about motivation, discipline, habit. These are all words that come into play when you're trying to create the best version of yourself, when you're setting goals, trying to obtain goals. And this time of year can really be difficult. If you're on the weight loss journey, if you're on the clean eating journey, if you're on the career journey of trying to find a new career path, if you're just trying to be simply the best version of yourself, maybe you're already doing that stuff. Maybe you've been doing that stuff for a while. Maybe you're just trying to obtain other things. This time of year, I find definitely difficult. February comes around and I'm so motivated and I'm so disciplined and all the words. I have it going down. I'm doing my food prep. I'm doing all that stuff. But sometimes it's just hard to get your ass out of bed. Sometimes people think about it. Should I get up? Maybe I should just sleep in today. Maybe I should just take a rest day. And it doesn't have to be that. Maybe you're getting up early because you have young kids and you just want to get some stuff done so you can present throughout the day of being organized and being the best version of yourself. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to the gym or going for your morning walk or whatever it is. Maybe you're just getting up early because that's just what resonates with you. You like to get your reading done, maybe your gratitude work, your journaling, whatever it is. Maybe you're not getting up early. Maybe you're trying to do this stuff once the kids get on the bus, but weather's holding you back or everyday life is holding you back. You're not prioritizing your workouts, your meal planning. And I kind of resonate with that a little bit more because I do feel you are what you eat. When you set yourself up for success, when you're eating right, sleeping right, doing your exercises, and granted, your exercises, I'm going to be very clear. You don't have to go to the gym and slug around weights like I do or anything like that. You could simply be doing yoga every other day or a gentle walk or whatever. Whatever your gig is, whatever works for you, then that's what works for you. But maybe you're just, you're not as motivated or disciplined, or maybe you're getting discouraged because Betty Lou is seeing better results with her clean eating or, with her exercise routine, or maybe she's put herself in a career that you could see you being in that role. Maybe you're at a stay-at-home mom and, financially things are just really tough and you don't understand how, Ellen down the road is doing it because her husband makes the same amount of money that your husband does and you just can't figure it out. So maybe you're just beating yourself up like, what the hell? I'm doing everything right, clipping coupons, doing all that stuff, buying generic stuff, and we still can't make it at the end of the week, but I don't want to go to work. I want to stay home with my child because you know what? You only have those years. Once they're grown, that's it. I think oftentimes we compare ourselves to to people, whether it be our neighbors, whether it be friends, or whether it be our in-laws, our cousins, whatever, our girlfriends. A lot of times we compare ourselves. It's human nature. How can you not? I don't understand how that person can have a perfect six pack. I'm doing ab workouts every single day. These are just some of the things that people have come to me and talked to me about. And oftentimes I will back up and punt. I will listen to them. I will hear everything they're saying, and I'll recognize that. I will say, I hear everything you're saying, but here comes the big but. But you're comparing yourself to someone that you shouldn't be comparing yourself to. You should only be comparing yourself to you. Only to you. I think a lot of times we don't trust the process of anything that we're going through. Many people ask me, why do you do gratitude work? I have clients all the time ask me, why do you write down 5 things you're grateful for every single day? I simply tell them, if you can start your day out with gratefulness, it's hard to be in a bad mood. If you are grateful for truly the things that God has given you, or that you have worked for, or you're every day, you're married to your best friend, you have 2 healthy, amazing daughters, whatever. I mean, your morning coffee. I mean, holy crap. How many people out there do not even have hot coffee? Your hot shower, my wood stove. I mean, these are all things every single day that I practice giving gratitude for. It sets my day up for success. It very rarely do I not start my day with gratitude. If it's the only thing I do, if I don't read, I mean, seriously, if I don't read, if I don't do anything, whatever, but I have to do my gratitude work. I have to start my day out that way. So I think a lot of times we're always comparing ourselves to the person next door to us. And a lot of times we forget to do the things that set us up for success. For me, it's my gratitude work. For me, it's eating clean. For me, it's going to the gym. Now again, these are not all things that are going to work for you. Maybe for you, it is, waking up, having your coffee, reading your book. Maybe your book is your Bible. Maybe you journal spiritually. I know so many people that manifest about doing their daily gratitude work around the Bible and all that other stuff. So maybe that's how you start your day. But we all need to stop comparing ourselves to the person next to us, because we are all different. We all come in different shapes, sizes, colors, backgrounds. Some have it easier, some don't. Some people are put up for success because of their family trees, some not so much. So I always tell people, stop worrying about the person next to you. Tell that person that they're doing great, of course. Give them that pat on the back, because everyone deserves that. You're looking amazing, you're doing great. But stop and look in the mirror and think about all the things that you have going for you. Trust the process. I've been telling myself that now since my journey started with my competition. Trust the process. My journey has not been easy. It hasn't been hard. It hasn't been easy. But is it going as fast as I thought it would? No. Am I comparing myself to other people? Maybe a little bit, because I go on social media and I see these people that are 10 weeks out, 8 weeks out, just about where I'm at, and think, oh my God, I'm never going to be ready. But I have to trust the process. And no matter what, I'm going to obtain my goal. I might not be 100% where I want to be. That's okay. The next time I get up on stage, I'm going to be that much closer. But I'm trusting the process. I'm not comparing myself to other people, because you know what? Quite honestly, those people might not have children. Those people might not have the daily challenges that I have, or the work schedule, or whatever. Those people might not have to work and have a gym in their house where they can go down and do 24/7 workouts. Those people might have had liposuction. And then number, like the big one, okay, hold on to your britches, boys and girls. But 9 times out of 10, any pictures on social media have been filtered. So, of course, they're going to look way better than when I just snap a selfie and send it on Snapchat. Because let me tell you something, anyone that gets my Snapchats early in the morning knows I don't have makeup on. My hair is not usually done. I brush my teeth. I do brush my hair before I go to the gym. No guarantees on how it's going to look. But I am not there to compare myself to anyone else. The days of me wearing makeup and doing all that shit, unless I have something really big afterwards, which is a very slim chance because I'm a sweating mess. Those days are in the rearview mirror. I'm going to the gym to do one thing and one thing only, to work on me, to be that one step better, to be that one step closer to the best version of myself. Because that finish line's always going to be moving. I'm never going to cross that finish line because you know what? As much as I love myself, there's always something to work on. Always. So I'm not going to compare myself to other people. I do use social media to say, oh, well, I wonder how she grew her glutes so well. Let me see what she does for exercises. That's absolutely okay. That is okay because you're educating yourself. But if you're sitting there looking at that person being like, oh, I wish I had her boobs. I wish I had her six pack. I wish I had her thighs. I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. Well, you know what? That's just bullshit. You need to get rid of that. You need to go into the bathroom or wherever and look in the mirror and tell yourself, I absolutely love myself today. And if you can't do it, then let me do it. I love you. I think you're amazing. I think you're beautiful. I think your body is your temple. I think if you are a mother and you have given birth, what an amazing thing. I think if you're a woman and you give birth at some point, you need to remember that's going to be an amazing thing. If you're an aunt, a daughter, a sister, whatever you are, a stepmom, whatever role you're playing, your body is an amazing thing. You bend down, think about all the things in the course of the day that you do to your body, and your body doesn't quit. It just keeps going, keeps going. So love that body because you know what? You don't get any retakes. You don't get a new body. You don't. If there are things that you don't like about your body, absolutely. Am I going to go out and get a breast job? Nope. But if you want to do that, I support you 100%. If you want to get Botox, 100%. If you can afford to do that, you go for it if that makes you feel better. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I do think that you need to love your body. You need to love the skin you're in. But I do not think there's anything wrong with, trying different makeup, coloring your hair differently, styling your hair differently, trying a new trend. Whatever it may be, that is just fostering yourself to know yourself better. You know what I'm saying? So maybe you try a style on of a pair of jeans. We'll just use jeans for instance, because there are like 10,000 gazillion different brands of jeans out there now. Maybe you try on American Eagle and you try on Abercrombie, but yet your Levi's are still your go-to, your number one. And you know what? You're just going to go back to that because that's how you feel your best. That is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to change anything about that. You can wear your Levi's. If you feel great in them, then you continue. So, but for the women and the men that want to change themselves, maybe for the men out there, maybe you're balding, maybe you're getting a little sparse. I see all the time now on social media, they're hair pieces. They're not called toupees anymore. But you cannot tell that these men have hair pieces on. So you know what? The more power to you, because if you feel better about that, then you go for it. But just don't compare yourself to Jason next door that has no hair. Because you know what? You're not Jason. You're whoever you are. So I don't even know why Jason came into my mind. Maybe because my brother-in-law has no hair. For anyone that knows Jason, sorry. But anyways, so trust the process. Whatever you're working on, and stop compare. We need to stop comparing ourselves necessarily to other people. Interestingly enough, I get a lot of conversations geared towards. Is it motivation? Is it discipline? And I've talked about this before. It's definitely discipline. Like my alarm doesn't even really go off now. There are mornings that I'm like, oh, if I could just sleep in. But I that hits me for 30 seconds and then I'm up. I'm like, okay, coffee's calling me. I need to do my shit, get to the gym. I know what needs to be done. I prepare myself the night before. I know my workout. Very rarely now do I walk into the gym and not know what I'm doing. I have my pretty much my workout clothes ready, especially this time of year because the gyms are usually a little chilly. And I know what I'm wearing to work on my salon days because when I get home, it's like bam, bam, bam. My breakfast is made. My lunch is ready for the for that day than all the night before. So there are no surprises. So I set myself up for success. Is that discipline? Abso-friggin-lutely. Because you know what? There's a lot of times I'm like, oh, I don't feel like having baked squash again and, you know, 3 ounces of chicken. But that's what I have and that's what I'm going to eat. And would I love to have what my coworker's having or salad dressing on my salad? For sure. Will I get there someday? Probably. Yep. Once my competition's over, will I indulge in some of that stuff? Maybe. It won't be like before because now I know that I can do without. So, I can honestly say that I look at my coworker's salad when she puts dressing on it and I think, yeah, I'm all set with that. So I guess you got to stop looking at your person next door, whatever situation it is. I just talked about work, salad dressings, salad being eaten at my place of employment, to comparing ourselves to body imaging, to all that stuff. So it's real. I mean, and it's so easy to do. I had this very interesting conversation with someone not too long ago about, they just did a lot of comparison, a lot of comparing themselves to not understanding why they can't have a little bit more in life. And I get it. We all question it. Like, I don't like, okay. So like, oh, I don't understand why that person can have such a big house or a new house. And here I am living in this old house. We can't do any upgrades or whatever. I think that you got to stop limiting yourself on many things. First of all, stop comparing yourself to whoever you're comparing yourself to. Stop limiting yourself because anything is possible. Anything is possible. So say you want to do a remake. Say, okay, I've been looking on Pinterest for some living room ideas. My living room feels a little dated to me. I'm very stuck because my living room is very long. Now, I could go into all my friends' living rooms and be like, oh, you know, wow, you have Pottery Barn, or wow, you have this, or wow, you have that. I refuse. What I will do is I will go on Pinterest. I will go on social media. I will take pictures. I will say to my husband, oh, I like this about this living room. I like this. I like that. What can we afford? How can we do this? How can we obtain this? Well, if it's a little out of our budget, okay, well, you know, can we at least price it out so I know how much I can save? So I stop limiting myself. I might not get it tomorrow. I may not get it next week, but I eventually will get what I want. So when you compare yourself to everyone and you limit yourself, then you're just stuck. You're not growing. You're not challenging yourself to set out and say, okay, I'm going to obtain this goal of a new living room of what I want. Trust the process. So basically my talk to you guys today is keep moving forward and trust the process. And no matter what you're going through, I just gave lots of examples in life and everyday things that we limit ourselves. We don't trust the process. I'm going to go back to living in Maine in February. Eating clean, really fucking hard to do because you know what? Our ground's frozen. We can't grow anything. What does a grocery store have? So if you're eating clean, you're very limited. Abso-friggin-lutely. Now, that being said, you have to get creative. You have to stop comparing yourself to what you think you want or what everyone else is doing or what would be easy and say to yourself, okay, This week, my vegetables are because the broccoli looks amazing. The winter squash looks absolutely amazing. And the fresh beets are to die for, turnips. So pick your four vegetables, your three vegetables, get a week's worth, roast them, cook them, and be done with it. Then you know what the frig you're eating, because you know what? You can't move forward and you can't trust the process if you don't know what you're fucking eating, or you're putting all your eggs in another basket of, well, tomorrow I'm hoping that they'll have, you know, fresh artichoke. I don't know. I'm using that as an example. So I think, given this time of year, where I want to go with this and kind of wrap it up, given this time of year, we have so many excuses. We have so many ways that we compare ourselves to the person next to us. We don't trust the process enough. And like, my talks are always very big and round because I talk to so many people during the course of the day. And these are the topics that I talk about a lot. Clean eating, goals, making habits. Is it discipline? Is it motivation? How do you start? The time of year. And I always tell everyone, and people will ask me, and I've said this a million times, people ask me, did you go out and run today? Yeah, if I wait for the conditions to get right, I will never run. You'll never do anything if you wait for the conditions to be right. Now, am I going to go out and run in a tornado? No. Am I going to go to this gym in a fucking nor'easter? No. But am I going to do something at home? Abso-friggin-lutely. Could I put on my spike shoes and get out there in between the weather and at least get a walk in? Most definitely. So that being said, there are ways around this time of year. We don't have to dig ourselves into a hole. We don't have to move backwards. We can stop comparing ourselves to everyone else and start loving our body, start loving ourselves. And you know what? If there are things that you don't love about your body that you can change, that's within reason. A little example that I'm going to give. So I haven't done myself tanner now in probably a week and a half. I will be doing myself tanner today. I looked at myself and I'm like, holy crap. I'm like as white as white, which is good. You know, I got to be politically correct. So I'm not meaning racial anything. So please don't take it that way. But I am very, very white. So I'm going to take time this afternoon and do myself tanner. Is that going to make me feel better? 100%. So it's the simple things in life that you can do without comparing yourself to everyone else, the simple changes that you can do. You know, if you're not feeling good about yourself, or you don't feel like you have enough fuel in the tank or whatever, that's what kind of happens to me this time of year. I often don't necessarily feel like I have a lot of fuel in my tank. I don't have a lot in reserve. Where other times of the year, I can just kind of push. I can get myself through what I need to do. You have to trust the process. And tell yourself that I'm showing up for myself. I'm still doing the things I need to do. Not every day is going to be 1,000%. If I can give 99.9% of what I'm doing and be happy at the end of it and tell myself, you know what? You got this. Don't look at the person next to you on the treadmill because they just burnt 6,000 calories and you've only burnt 3,000. It's okay. This is what you have today. You don't know what that person, and that's the thing that I want to end this on, because you don't know that person's story. That person could just be starting out, has never done the treadmill, and just going to go for it. If, you know, maybe that's my fourth day of running 6 miles on the treadmill and I'm just tired. I'm beaten up. Maybe I didn't eat enough the night before. Maybe I didn't get enough sleep. But the bottom line is that I'm trusting the process. I'm moving forward. I'm not going backwards. I'm not looking at that and saying, oh, well, you know what? You suck today. You should have done as much as Betty Lou next to you. No, nope. Don't be like that. Stop comparing yourself. So that being said, stop comparing yourself to everyone else. Tell yourself today, you love yourself. I will tell you, I love you. I'm thankful for you. appreciative that you listen to my podcast. Every time I put one out, I see how many people listen. I just do this for the sake of, I love to talk to people. I love to help people. And if I can do that, I'm here to serve you. I want you to be the best version of yourself. So stop comparing yourself. If you are having a hard time obtaining the things that you want, whether it be in your financial space, whether it be in your fitness space, your eating space, whatever it is, okay, there's always a way. There's always a way to get what you want, okay? It may take you 6 months. Yes, it may take you 6 months. I'm just thinking of a quote that I posted the other day on social media. It said something like to the effect that your body or maybe your goals, it's not Amazon Prime. You can't get it within to your results within 2 days was more or less the take on it. So just remember that. It may take more than 2 days. You're not Amazon. You're not Amazon Prime. So be gentle to yourself. Not saying that you can't work hard, because work hard. Find that discipline to dig in. Again, maybe you're redecorating whatever room in your house. Put an extra $5 in that envelope for that. You won't miss it. If you just automatically do it and set it aside, you're $5 more closer to the goal that you want of getting that new furniture or a new rug or whatever the heck it is. You know, and if you're not liking what you see in the mirror, if you should like what you see, but for me, it's like, I know, okay, it's time to get your hair done. Your hair is getting a little too long. It's dragging you down. These are all natural things that happen. You know, yeah, you look really pasty white. Maybe it's time to do your self-tanner. Or, yeah, your teeth could be a little bit brighter. Let's do some teeth whitening. Or, yeah, your skin looks a little dingy. Maybe it's time for a facial. Those are all things that are just going to set you up for success. That's going to make you feel better about yourself and love yourself. Not even more. That's not what I want to go with that. That you will love looking at yourself. You will love saying, okay, yep, you know, I definitely needed to brighten my hair. What a difference it made. But boy, didn't it bring out the color of my eyes when I did that. So one thing will foster another thing. It's just like painting your house. Guarantee you do that living room, and the next thing you're going to be saving for is that dining room and then that bedroom, because it's all intertwined. It's all intertwined. So keep moving. Trust the process. Love yourself. Be yourself. Be the best version of yourself. Stop comparing yourself to others. Stop comparing yourself. Just be you. Be the best version of yourself that you can be. And in case no one's told you today, I love you. I love you. I love you. You're amazing. You're doing it. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Trust the process and be the best version of you that you can be.